This is the Sakar Murli of 19th of April, 2025. Essence, sweet children, remain faithful to the Unlimited Father and you will receive full might. You will continue to gain victory over Maya. Question, what main authority does the Father have? What is the sign of that? Answer, the main authority that the Father has is the authority of this knowledge. He is the ocean of knowledge, and he teaches you children this study. He makes you as knowledgeful as he is. You have an aim and objective in this study. You claim a high status through this study. Song. Even though the world may change, I will remain constant. Om Shanti. Devotees sing praise to God. You are now no longer devotees. You have become the children of that God. Faithful children are needed. You have to remain faithful in every respect. If a husband's vision is drawn towards someone other than his wife, or a wife's vision is drawn towards someone other than her husband, they are called unfaithful. Now, here, you have the Unlimited Father. Both faithful and unfaithful children stay with him. Having become faithful, some then become unfaithful. The Father is the highest authority. He is the Almighty. Therefore, his children have to be like him. The Father has strength and power. He shows you children methods with which you can become victorious over Ravan. This is why he is called the Almighty Authority. You are the Shakti Army. You would also call yourselves Almighty. The Father gives us the might that he has. He shows you how to conquer Maya, Ravan. You too have to become powerful. The Father is the authority of knowledge. He is the knowledgeful one. Just as those people on the path of devotion are authorities of the scriptures, in the same way, you are now becoming almighty authorities and knowledgeful. You also receive this knowledge. This is a Patchala study place. You attain a high status by studying this knowledge that you receive here. This is the only Patchala. You have to study here. You do not have to say prayers, etc. You receive your inheritance by studying. You have your aim and objective. You children know that the Father is knowledgeful. His teachings are completely different. Only the Father is the ocean of knowledge, and so only he knows everything. He gives us the knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. No one else can give us this. The Father personally comes to give you this knowledge, and then he departs. You also know that reward. You also know what reward you receive from this study. All the religious gatherings and the gurus, etc., belong to the path of devotion. You are now receiving this knowledge. You also know that those who belong to this clan will emerge from the path of devotion. You children have to invent different methods for doing service. By relating your experience, you have to create the fortune of many others. The stage of you serviceable children has has to be very fearless, unshakable and yogyukt. By doing service whilst staying in yoga, you can be successful. You children must be careful that you do not become forceful. You have to be very yogyukt. The father has explained that in fact, all of you are in the stage of retirement. You are those who remain beyond sound. Those of you who are in the stage of retirement are those who remember the father and the home, which is beyond sound. You have no other desire. To say that you need good clothes, etc., these are all dirty desires. Those who are body conscious are not able to do service. You have to become soul conscious. God's children need the might of yoga. Yoga is might. Baba knows all of his children. Baba can instantly tell what weaknesses you have to remove. Baba has explained, go to the temples of Shiva. You will find many devotees there. Many go to live at Kashi. They think that the Lord of Kashi will benefit them. You will find many customers there, but you do need to have a very shrewd intellect for this. You can even go and explain to those who bathe in the Ganges. You can also go and explain at the temples. You may go dressed in an incognito way. There is the example of Hanuman. In fact, that example refers to you. It was not a question of sitting amongst the shoes. You have to be very sensible and clever in this. Baba has explained that as yet, no one has become karmatit. One weakness or another still remains. You children should have the intoxication of this being the only shop where everyone has to come. One day, all of those sannyasis, etc. will come. There is only this one shop. Therefore, where else would they go? Those who have been wandering around so much will find the right path. They will understand that this is the only shop. The bestower of salvation for all is the one Father. There has to be such intoxication. The Father has the one concern. I have come to purify the impure and to give them the inheritance of the land of peace and the land of happiness. It is also your business to bring benefit to everyone. This is an old world. How old is it? In a short time, they will understand that this old world is to be destroyed. It will enter the intellects of all souls that only when that new world is created can this old world be destroyed. As you go further, they will understand that God truly is here. They have forgotten the Father, the Creator. They have removed the image of Shiva from the Trimurti, and so it is of no use. He is the Creator. When the image of Shiva is in the Trimurti, it becomes clear that creation takes place through Brahma. Since there is Prajapita Brahma, there must be Brahma Kumars and Kumaris too. The Brahmin clan is the most elevated. You are the children of Brahma. No one knows how Brahma creates you Brahmins. Only the Father can change you from Shudras into Brahmins. These are very deep and significant matters. They can only be understood when the Father himself personally explains them. Those who were deities have now become Shudras. Now, how will you find them? You have to find methods for this, so that they can understand that the task of the Brahma Kumaris is great. So many pamphlets, etc. are distributed. Baba has also explained that pamphlets should be dropped from an aeroplane. They should be at least as big as a newspaper, so that the main points, such as the ladder, etc., can be included in them. The main languages are Hindi and English. Therefore, you children should be thinking throughout the day about how to increase service. You also know that effort will continue to be made according to the Dharma. It is understood that when someone does service well, he will claim a high status. You should also write the line, "Each actor has his own part." The father also comes into this Dharma from the incorporeal world. He too takes the support of a corporeal body to play his part. The part that each one plays is now in your intellects. Therefore, this line too is very important. You should prove to people that by knowing the world cycle, they can become spinners of the discus of self-realization, rulers of the globe, masters of the world. You have this entire knowledge. The Father has the knowledge of the Gita, through which an ordinary human can change into Narayan. When this full knowledge is in your intellects, a full kingdom will also be required. Therefore, you children should have such thoughts and become engaged in doing the Father's service. The spiritual museum in Jaipur will always be there. It is written, by understanding this knowledge, human beings can become the masters of the world. Whoever sees it will tell others about it. You children must remain constantly engaged in doing service. Mama too is on service. She has been appointed. It is not mentioned in any of the scriptures who Saraswati was. Would Prajapita Brahma only have one daughter? He would have many daughters with many different names. Saraswati was adopted just as you have been. When the head of an institution leaves, another one is appointed. A prime minister is also replaced. When someone is considered to be able, he is chosen. Then, when his time ends, another one is chosen. The first manners that the Father teaches you children is how to have regard for others. Uneducated ones do not know how to have regard for others. Everyone has to have regard for those who are cleverer. When you have regard for the seniors, you too will learn. Uneducated ones are buddhus. The Father has come to uplift the uneducated ones. These days they keep females in front. You children know that you souls are engaged to the Supreme Soul. You are very happy that you are now going, that you are going to become the masters of the land of Vishnu. The yoga of a Kumari's intellect is fixed on her fiancé, even though she hasn't seen him. You souls also know that the engagement of souls to the Supreme Soul is very wonderful. You only have to remember the One Father. Those people say remember your guru, remember such and such a mantra. Here, the Father is everything. He comes and arranges your engagement through this one. He says, I am your Father. You also receive the inheritance from me. A Kumari never forgets the one she is engaged to. Why do you forget? It takes time to reach the Karmateet stage. No one who has attained the Karmateet stage can return home until the bridegroom goes there, followed by the wedding procession. It isn't a matter of Shankar. It is the wedding procession of Shiva. There is only the one bridegroom. Everyone else is a bride. It is Shiv Baba's procession. However, they have inserted the name of the child. You can explain to others with this example. The father comes to make everyone beautiful and then take them home. He comes and makes you children who have become impure by sitting on the pyre of lust. Sit on the pyre of this knowledge. He makes you beautiful and takes everyone back home with him. This is an old world. The father comes every cycle. I make all the ugly ones beautiful and take them back home. Ravan makes you ugly and Shiv Baba makes you beautiful. Baba continues to explain in many ways. Acha, to you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Renounce any dirty desires you have for food and drink, etc. Become soul conscious and do service. Take might by having remembrance and make your stage fearless and unshakable. 2. Have regard for those who are clever in this study. Create methods to show the path to those who are wandering around. Bring benefit to everyone. Blessing. May you know your own importance and your task and become a constantly ignited light. You children are lights for the world, and so world transformation will therefore take place through your transformation. So let the past be the past. Know your own importance, know your task, and become constantly ignited lights. You can bring about world transformation through your self-transformation in a second. Simply practice being karma yogis. Being karma yogis one moment and being in your karmateet stage the next moment. Just as a creation, a tortoise, withdraws all its organs in a second. In the same way, you master creators, on the basis of your power to merge, have to merge all your thoughts and stabilize in one thought. Slogan. In order to experience the stage of being absorbed in love, stop battling between remembrance and forgetfulness. Remain constantly victorious with the awareness of the combined form. The Karavanha, one who inspires everyone, of myself, this spirit, is the Supreme Spirit. On the basis of Karavanha, I am an instrument who does everything. I am Karanha, one who does, and he is Karavanhar. He is making me move and I am moving. The Lord is always present with myself, this spirit in every direction, in my every thought, word, and action. This is how I, this spirit, am constantly present with the Lord. Constantly stay in this combined form. Om Shanti. Sweet, elevated, invaluable versions of Mateshwari knowledge for half the cycle is the day of Brahma, and devotion for half the cycle is the night of Brahma. For half a cycle it is the day of Brahma, and for half a cycle it is the night of Brahma. Now the night is to end and the morning is to come. God comes now and finishes the darkness and brings the light. Through this knowledge there is light, and through devotion there is darkness. In the song it is sung, take us away from this world of sin to a world of rest and comfort. This is a restless world where there is no rest. In the land of liberation, there is no rest or restlessness. The golden and silver ages are in a world of rest, and everyone remembers that land of happiness. So you are now going to the world of rest. No impure souls can go there. At the end, they will experience punishment from Dharamraj and become free from their karmic bondages, and then take their pure sanskars with them, because there are no impure sanskars or sins there. When souls forget their real father, there is that predestined play of the maze and of victory and defeat. So take power from the Almighty Authority, the Supreme Soul, and gain victory over the vices, and claim your fortune of the kingdom for 21 births. Acha. Om Shanti.